Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world, the kingdom of God, and our Father in heaven. I'd like to especially thank the Pastor Stephen and Ann Butler, who allows me to come before you every Saturday and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program that comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leads are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and a senior pastor, Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday, beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. starts their worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon, Eastern Standard Time. You can call it to this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
just showed up right where you are. I need somebody to bless him because your miracle is right there where you are. We've been waiting. We've been waiting on you. Miracle worker, miracle worker, miracle worker. Show us Rafa. We need to see it. I need somebody to raise your voices and receive miracles. Come on, I said lift your voices and receive your miracle.
Hallelujah. Not the same. Because I've been changed in your glory, God. In your presence. I'm no longer the same. I'm not who I used to be. I'm a miracle, I heard her say. I'm a testimony. Hallelujah. Is that your confession? I'm no longer the same. Nothing I do is the same. Nothing I say is the same. I go is the same. Hallelujah. Don't think the same. Don't desire the same things. Hallelujah. Once you have that encounter with his glory, You're no longer the same. For in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Moses asked God a question. He said, show me your glory, God. God's response was, you cannot see my glory and live. But here's what I'll do, Moses. I'll show you my hind part. That's what Moses got to see, his hind parts. But because of Jesus, glory to God, we get to see his glory. And because we get to see his glory, we're no longer the same. Hallelujah. Everything about us dies. Dead to the flesh. Dead to the world. Everything becomes new. Hallelujah. Thank you for your glory, God. Thank you for your glory, God. Hallelujah. I'm no longer the same. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Verses 14 through 16. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Verses 14 through 16. And it reads, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want to read verse 16 again. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The title of the message this morning is that they may see. That they may see. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your glory. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you, Father, for changing us. Thank you, Father, for calling us your own, God, for manifesting yourself to us, God. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again. to sit your feet, God, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat. Thank you, Father, for your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, them who are bound and captive, trapped in what we call sin. For your son Jesus, for sending him to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you, Father, for allowing him to go to the cross to take the sins of the world, God, to die on the cross, God. And thank you, Father, for allowing him to even go to hell for us. And to take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of all his power, God. And thank you, Father, for raising up Jesus on the third day. Hallelujah. With all power, delegating that power to us, saying, this power that I have, I now give unto you. Thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with this precious, sinless, conquering blood. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father, for sending Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. Thank you for you, God. Hallelujah. Our Father, the creator of heaven and earth, for considering us, God, for including us in your plan, God, for choosing us to be a part of your family. Thank you, Father, for your glory. Now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, God. And use us for your glory. For your glory, God. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. That they may see. That they may see. I want to read that passage again. I'm going to read it in a few different translations. The first one is the Living Bible. I want to read it in the Living Bible. St. Matthew's, the 5th chapter. Verses 14 through 16. Let me pull it up here. Y'all will be proud of me this morning. I'm using my phone to pull up scriptures. St. Matthew's 5th chapter, 14th through the 16th verse in the Living Bible. And it reads, you are the world's light. It says, you are the world's light. a city on a hill, glowing in the night for all to see. Don't hide your light. Let it shine for all. Let your good deeds glow for all to see, so that they will praise your heavenly Father. It says a city on a hill glowing in the night for all to see. Don't hide your light. Let it shine for all. Let your good deeds glow for all to see. Got a question this morning. Are you glowing? Are you glowing for all to see? Can't just pick and choose. One way around this group or this person, and another way around this group or this person. No, for all to see. Let your light shine for all. That's the Living Bible. Now let's look at it in the easy to read version. The easy to read version. And it reads, you are the light that shines for the world to see. You are like a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. Cannot be hidden. You stand out. So stop trying to hide. People don't hide a lamp under a bowl. They put it on a lampstand. Then the light shines for everyone in the house. Are you in the house? Are you in the house for everyone to see? In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Live so that they will see the good things you do. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. Evil communication corrupts good behavior. Be careful who you're hanging with. Because we're either affecting or being affected. We're either affecting or being affected. Live so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Now let's look at the voice. I like this one, the voice translation. And it reads, And you, beloved, or some say beloved, are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. Similarly, it would be silly to light a lamp and then hide it under a bowl. When someone lights a lamp, he puts it on a table or a desk or a chair, and the light illumines the entire house. You are like that illuminating light. Let your light shine everywhere you go. Let your light shine everywhere you go. That you may illumine creation. So men and women everywhere may see your good actions, may see creation at its fullest, may see your devotion to me. This is Jesus speaking. And may turn and praise your Father in heaven because of it. So they're seeing your good actions. What are your good actions? Let's look at some good actions. Say in Matthew's 5th chapter. Matthew's 5th chapter. Starting at verse 7. Says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So we must be merciful unto others because God has been merciful to us. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure in heart. Not evil intentions. Not having hidden agendas. But pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Peacemakers. So, are you stirring up stuff? Or are you calming stuff down? Peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Persecuted for righteousness' sake. Just because you did what's right. Does not mean that everybody is okay with it. Just because you did what's right does not mean that everybody is okay with it. So you may be persecuted, be lied on. You may be talked about. You may be ostracized. But if it's for righteousness' sake, you're in good company. Glory to God. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. This is Jesus speaking. Say, blessed are you when men shall revile you, make fun of you, mock you, persecute you, say all manner of evil against you falsely. Some would say, call you everything but a child of God. Says, in these rejoice. That's the attitude. That's the good actions. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. That's why I say you're in good company. You're not alone. That they may see your good actions. That they may see creation at its fullest. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5th chapter. 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, starting at verse 17. And it reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. That has never been before. A new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So that they may see creation at its fullest. Well, what's that? Says old things are passed away. How you used to act, you don't act that way anymore. The things you used to say, you don't say anymore. The places that you used to go, you don't go anymore. Creation at its fullest, a new creation, different. That's what they notice, the difference in you. You used to walk in pride, now you walk in humility. Where you used to walk in hate, now you walk in love. different. You are a new creature, a new creation. Then it says that they may see your devotion to me. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. And one of those commandments, first love God, our Father, all our heart, soul, mind, strength. And secondly is to love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, all the other commandments are fulfilled. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. You see your devotion, your love walk. Your Beatitudes, what we just read. How you respond, how you react. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians. The second chapter. Philippians, the second chapter. I'm going to start at verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Those two things. He humbled himself and became obedient. Humility and obedience. Humility and obedience. That's what they should see. Living a life of humility and the life of obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It is better to obey than to sacrifice. Say, if you love me, obey my commandments, that they may see. Let's look at our base scripture. Say Matthew 5th chapter, 14, 16 verses in another translation. Let's look at it in the Amplified Bible. The Amplified. And it reads, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence, praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Now, that's a lot in verse 16. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence." And I like the fact that it says, "Let your light so shine before men." In front of them. Can't be ashamed. Can't be scared. Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power unto God of salvation to them who believe. It is the power of God unto salvation to them who believe. To the Jew first and then to the Greek. So he's not discriminating. It doesn't matter who he's in front of. Shame. Not afraid. Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven. That they may see boldness, confidence, says the creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Waiting, crying out, where are the sons of God? We need you. Waiting. Let's look at it in the Message. St. Matthew's 5th chapter, 14 through 16. And it reads, "Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light. That says it all right there. You're here to be light out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. I'm going to say that again. God is not a secret to be kept. I ain't going to tell nobody. I'm saved. I ain't going to tell nobody. How God done changed my life. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Shine. Wherever you are, wherever you have been put, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Shine. You've been put where you are to shine, that they may see. That they may see. Let's look at 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. This ministry, last week, we mentioned your gift is your ministry, your godly inspired favorable talent is your ministry, and your calling is your service. So what is this ministry? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18, and it reads, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us those who are new creatures, those who are new creations, those who are in Christ, has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's the ministry that we have. The ministry of reconciliation. That's why we should not be ashamed. As we share what God has done for us, it shines light. And it gives God glory. We've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Reconciliation. Reconciliation is another word for atonement. Atonement. When you look at the word atonement, and you break it down, it says at one meant. So that's what Jesus was doing. He was bringing us back together again with God. Making us one. Reconciling us. So that's what we should be doing. The ministry of reconciliation. So going back to 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, verse 1, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry of reconciliation, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. As we have received mercy, we faint not. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And how shall that light of the glorious gospel of Christ, the image of God, shine unto them that, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And once we share the light of the glorious gospel of Christ to those who are blinded, to those who are in darkness, says the light of the knowledge of the glory of God will shine, that they may glorify our Father who is in heaven. That they may see. Let your light shine that they may see and glorify God, our Father, who is in heaven. Love you. God bless you. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for reminding us who we are and why we're here. To let our light shine that they may see and glorify you. Help us, Father, to walk in humility. Help us to walk in boldness. Help us to not be ashamed. Confident. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. That they may see. Let your light shine. And I'm going to add this. It's not a little light. Because with the light of the world, let light shine that they may see. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard.